Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Daryl Peel, talking about the beef pipeline getting back up and running in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
In recent days, we've gradually seen more and more beef flowing through the beef pipeline. Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel says it's not a big surprise to him that we're seeing the situation improve on a day-by-day basis.
Is this, you know, is this about the time frame you thought, or are they doing this maybe a little quicker than you were kind of expecting?
Well, I think some people are a little surprised. I guess I'm maybe not as much, because they have tremendous incentive. Obviously, they want to be running. They want to be getting these problems fixed. So I think they have every incentive to work very hard to do that. But you could say that, you know, it's every bit of as fast as you thought that was possible, even with that kind of incentive. I might note in this last cattle on feed report, you know, if you look at the marketings by state, really kind of illustrates on a regional basis what has happened. The year over year reductions in marketings were bigger, basically in the Midwest, and the Northern Plains or Central Plains. You know, the best one of the group, if you will, on a year over year level was Texas, which has really got the problems now, but they were sort of the last one to really, suffer with the impact of COVID on the workforce there. And so it's been kind of a rolling wave around the country, and hopefully we're getting to the last stages of that and really being able to, make some progress with everybody back online pretty well going forward.
As you look at the wholesale box beef trade, the spike, the extreme spike up, and now we seem to be on the backside of that mountain, still, about $400 a hundredweight, at this moment. How far do we fall? Do we come all the way back down to what, around $2 a pound or so?
Well, it should fall, come down fairly dramatically over the next week to 2 weeks. I'm not sure where it lands when that's all done. It probably doesn't immediately go right back to where we were. I think we started this whole process at about 222 for choice box beef, 223 maybe. But we'll certainly come down pretty dramatically over the next, week to 2 weeks, I think. We get the flow of meat back in the markets and really get the spot available supplies back online. That's what drove it up so high, was just there simply was no sort of flexibility at the margin for retailers that needed extra product to be able to find that product.
For our cattle prices, Daryl, any surprises out there right now? Obviously, we've gotten a little bit of up on the slaughter cattle price, but for that and for yearlings, stockers, calves, what are you thinking right now?
You know, the feeder cattle market, of course, the volumes were way down in March and April. That's reflected in the cattle on feed reports. But the last week of April, if you look at Oklahoma combined auction receipts, they began to go up. And so we've seen strong volumes since then. So really 3 weeks, 4 weeks in a row now almost. And we've seen stronger prices, too. So I think that's a positive sign going forward from that standpoint. You know, the fed cattle market has really been very sporadic, just because we had this backlog of cattle. It's really hard to know kind of what that market really is. It's holding there. And then, you know, at some point we'll get the box beef back down where those two will come back into something of a more normal alignment like you would expect. And we'll see where we're at that point. We're going to struggle with these backlog of fed cattle, so that's going to make that market a little bit hard to sort of figure out what it truly is in a more normal sense without the backlog.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel, who says that we've had a lot of challenges that our beef industry has had to deal with because of coronavirus, all the disruption. But gradually, we're starting to see things come back together in a more normal setting. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. At Superior Livestock, we're all about delivering dependable for over 30 years. And our next sale coming up Thursday, May 28th, 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 36,400 head to be offered, 5,000 yearling steers, 4,400 yearling heifers, 2,800 wean calves, and over 21,000 calves on cows. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.